It is time to look forward now, though we're all stuck in at the moment. It won't go on forever. Maybe this is the time for reflection, has proved that you shouldn't live under the assumption that you'll have time to do things you want to do in later life. I think we've all reflected a little bit during this time. Well, here to tell us about her journey, I'd like to welcome to the show, we did it, Kate Manza. Hi.
Hello, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You're very, very welcome. Now, I want you to explain, because I know that it's not a morbid book, but You Might Die Tomorrow sounds a little bit morbid.
Yes, absolutely. It's it can be taken in a lot of different ways, but you know, the title of the book is You Might Die Tomorrow, So Live Today. Face your fear of death to live your most meaningful life. And I think now around the world is a time when we, like you said, we're all doing a little bit of reflecting, but to really hit home the message that everything in life passes, the sweet stuff, the hard stuff, and that facing our fear of death head on is the best way to move through all the feelings that we're going through and to really work towards living that meaningful life and enjoying ourselves.
What doesn't kill us makes us stronger, eh?
Absolutely.
So why did you write this? What's your backstory?
Well, you know, I was really just like everyone else. I didn't really think much about death until I was forced to. And I had three of my friends around my same age die in just random unexpected tragedies over the span of 6 months. And that set me into a period of death anxiety, which I think a lot of people can identify with right now as we're dealing with the pandemic. We start to think about mortality. We start to think the pandemic, the disease is hiding around every single corner, and we can live in that state of worry all the time, which is what I was living in. And it wasn't fun, I can tell you. But what snapped me out of it was a fourth friend of mine was climbing Mount Everest, and he died in the Nepal earthquake. And that just caused me to really look at my mortality in a totally new light and say, hey, here's this guy climbing Everest, living his most vibrant meaning in life, whereas I'm afraid of climbing the stairs. And I want to live my life for what it is. I want to enjoy my life while I'm still here, as opposed to living in fear.
Were these four friends around the same time, were these all unrelated then?
They were. You know, it was totally unexpected. And, you know, when people around your same age die, it's hard because suddenly the safety of your life seems to be ripped away. And that's what happened, is suddenly I started thinking that death could happen at any moment. And my book title, You Might Die Tomorrow, during that year when I was in that paralyzed death anxiety, that was the scariest thing I could think of. The idea that, you know, that death is unexpected and unknown and we don't have control over it. But what I did was I had this realization that caused me to just look and change my perspective. And so being afraid of you might die tomorrow changed into using that as my motivation and embracing the fact that I don't have control over it. And it is unexpected and it is, you know, scary. And when I changed that perspective to see it as a motivational way of looking at life and to inspire me to stop procrastinating and to start enjoying my life while I still have it, I really came alive.
Yeah, I can understand that. I always remember somebody telling me years ago that the worst thing in life is to have a very good job, because you stay there and you might want to travel the world or you might want to do things like climb Everest, but you sort of become stuck in a rut.
Oh, I can tell you, I was totally there. I worked at Google for 5 years, which wow, is an amazing company. I loved working there. And it, for a lot of people, that's like one of the ultimate places to work. And, you know, I realized that so much of my identity had become wrapped up into my job. I was the person at the party that couldn't wait to be asked where I worked so that I could sort of humble brag that I worked at Google. And what I realized is I wanted more out of life. I wanted to have adventures. I wanted to be on my deathbed at the end of my life and look back and feel that I had lived a meaningful life. And I realized that working at a job, even though I did like it, I wanted more. And so I realized I had to face my fear, break out of my routine and do something radical, which for me at the time was I quit my job at Google and I traveled around the world for 2 years.
Oh, well done. Well done. Very brave. You never regretted it.
I haven't, and it's been hard. There's been moments that have been challenging, right? You know, when you have those golden handcuffs, I think is what you're talking about, that they call when you have that great job with a nice cushy paycheck, you have those golden handcuffs. But I believe that when I look back on my life, I'll be more satisfied to have worked through adversity and had adventures as opposed to worked in the same job for my whole life. And so we have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone and really just chase our version of adventure. And for some people, that might be quitting a job. For some people, that might be having a child. Mm-hmm. For some people, that might be skydiving or just, you know, taking a moment each morning to sip your coffee mindfully on the porch. It's different for everyone, but we have to live that meaningful life for us so that we can feel good about our life.
Yeah, and I guess for some people, it might be in that job that they love. That might be their best life, and that's fine if that's right for you.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Yes, we can't demonize work. Work helps us feel accomplished. And for many of us, we do get a lot of meaning out of our work, whether we're working at a hospital saving babies or not. There's the great story about the janitor, the custodian at Mayo Clinic. And he was asked by a documentary film crew, "Oh, how do you like your job here at Mayo Clinic?" And he said very seriously, he said, "I love my job. I save lives every single day." And they said, "Well, you know, you just clean up the hospital. How could you save lives?" He said, "You know, there's dangerous germs here at this hospital. And I feel that my job is so important as part of this hospital that I save lives." And, you know, they left feeling very impressed that he was able to see that meaning in his work. And so whether you work in an office or a hospital or at a childcare center, we're all doing our part.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So is the book then, You Might Die Tomorrow, Face Your Fear of Death to Live Your Most Meaningful Life, is it your memoir or is it a motivational book? What is it?
I kind of made it my own thing. So part of, I think, what's inspiring to people is my stories, is how I went from being a person who never thought about death to a person who became very anxious about death to then a person who moved through and felt totally inspired by the idea that our life is short. And so my memoir is the first part of the book. And then the rest of the book is an exploration of the psychology behind how thinking about death actually motivates us to live better lives and live more urgently. And then the culmination of the book is steps that you can take in your own life to break out of decision paralysis, break out of procrastination, and find those simple joys that we can have in everyday life.
And can you give us some examples? Because I read a few parts. The life prioritization exercise, what's that?
So the Delta assessment, exactly, the life prioritization exercise, I think perspective is, man, I always say perspective is a heck of a drug, right? It's it can, you know, you can look at something differently and everything in your life can change. And so when you're in the middle of things, it's hard to get perspective. When you're in the middle of your life and you're working hard and you have kids and dentist appointments and all of these things, it can be hard to figure out, like, where am I spending my time and how does that align with my priorities? So the Delta assessment allows you to take a step back, look at A, how am I spending my time in life? B, what are my priorities in life? And then figure out, where am I off? You know, if my work is a high priority to my meaningful life, but I'm spending all of my time playing video games, that's a misalignment. And by becoming aware of those misalignments between our meaning and how we spend our most precious resource, which is our time, we can live more closely to our personal meaning and personal truth.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, this is also a website as well as a book, I believe.
Oh my goodness. Well, it started as just an idea. And before I even started writing the book, I started writing on my blog, youmightdietomorrow.com. And this message just caught like wildfire. I never expected a message about mortality in such a direct message that, you know, to be honest, some people feel very uncomfortable by. There's so many people out there that have just latched onto this and it's become a movement. It's taken on a life of its own. People love to put the stickers up on their laptops and their cars, wear the t-shirts to remind themselves every day that life is precious and to enjoy ourselves while we're here. And so, yeah, it started as an idea. It became a movement on the website, youmightdietomorrow.com. And now it is a book.
Excellent. So can we get stickers if we go onto the website?
Yes, absolutely. You know, just for TRE listeners, I have a special offer. I will be putting up a link today, and it will be youmightdietomorrow.com/TRE. And on there, you can get a free sticker, and I will actually mail it to Europe free of charge. Or if you want to support the project, you can go on and you can order t-shirts or stickers. But yeah, I'd love to offer a free sticker to TRE listeners.
Thank you. We'll have them all over Spain then. We'll have all your stickers all over Spain.
Yes.
I believe also, as part of your fan base, an anonymous individual spray painted the logo on a building in Argentina.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, you know, I brought a huge art piece to Burning Man several years ago, and it was this huge 8-foot, you know, several meter sign that said, "You might die tomorrow." And people were so inspired by seeing that, that someone spray painted that logo on this very chic neighborhood in Argentina. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know that it happened until I happened to come across it on Instagram one day.
Fantastic. And you've also been hired by Facebook to talk to their employees.
Yeah, that was a big moment. You know, like I said, a lot of people feel uncomfortable by the message, "You might die tomorrow, so live today." There's so many people that also feel inspired by it. But, you know, to have Facebook Corporation call me and say, "Hey, can you come to our office and offer a deathbed meditation and talk to our employees about living our best lives by being aware of our mortality?" That was such a huge moment because, you know, certainly an honor. But beyond that, it was my message and my sign that this message, you know, can be open and inspiring and motivating to so many different groups of people out there.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I think you've come onto the show at the right time with everything that's happening with the COVID-19 at the moment. It's certainly time to reflect and when things are back to normal, to live our very best lives.
Exactly. That's what this message is about. You know, if you think, "Oh, you know, I might die tomorrow," what do you think of? You know, you probably aren't going to go skydiving. You probably aren't going to, you're not going to have time to fly to a far off destination. And so really, if you were going to die tomorrow and you really meditate on that, the things that most of us want to do are call our families, go see our families, you know, write down what we're grateful for, really enjoy the experience of being alive while we're still here. And so that's what I hope this message does, is I hope it helps you find clarity to your priorities. And I hope it helps you really just tap into this beautiful experience of being alive and simple joys that we have in life.
Wonderful. Well, I'll keep checking the website, then I can let our listeners know. So it's youmightdietomorrow.com/TRE for your free sticker.
Yep, and it was going live in just about 30 seconds.
Excellent. I shall go on there in about 30 seconds. And the book is called "You Might Die Tomorrow, Face Your Fear of Death to Live Your Most Meaningful Life." It's by Kate Manza, and it is out now, and it is being sold on our website. Kate, I'm so glad we made it. Third time lucky we got together at last.
Yes, I am so happy to. Thank you so much for having me. I love your show. And thank you to all the listeners for listening and for doing good in the world.
It's our pleasure. Stay safe, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.